Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Van Halen bringing us back. 7 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Julie Seymour is our guest. She's with the Business and Media Institute, an editor and analyst there. Give us that website again, Julia.
Sure. It's mrc.org/BMI.
All right. So check that out, folks. And you can find it. You've got to have a number of pieces that you've written on this issue on coal and energy policy and that sort of thing, haven't you?
Yeah. I mean, coal is something we've followed for a long time. Most recently, I did a story covering the last basically year of coal coverage and looking at how the media treated it. And as I said, I mean, most of the coverage we found, like almost 80% of the time, they're talking about disasters. And those are newsworthy, absolutely.
Right.
But they don't put the industry in proper context.
Well, and they don't highlight the, I mean, you've got to, coal is such a part of the, utilities that it's sort of like electricity, you know. Okay, look, I was born, I get to breathe, I get electricity, you know, so
right.
What? That's the way people feel about it, don't they?
Oh, yeah, but the problem is that the media constantly condemn it, whether they're condemning
right.
it for pollution or for, you know, for being a fossil fuel and somehow contributing to, and that they're, therefore it's a bad actor because of global warming or whatever. But out of all of the stories that I looked at, and there were, you know, 200 and some stories,
right.
only like 5 of them admitted how much we need coal, like how much we use it or how much we need it.
Well, look at this. Paul Tsongas, the great Democrat senator from Maine, Massachusetts, the late, great Paul Tsongas,
mm-hmm.
said to his party, he said, you can't love the employee and hate the employer.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say to anybody else out there, you can't love electricity.
Yeah.
You can't love the hot water that heats your hot water and it turns your stove on and turns lights on and powers your computer so you can write articles about how bad coal is. You can't mm-hmm. love electricity and hate coal.
Yeah. Or any other form of,
exactly.
you know, power.
And so now we come to the point about the policy, the energy policy.
Yeah.
I mean, there ought to be a way for somebody to sit, we ought to be able to sit down and say, okay, what's the reality? The reality is we need power. That's the
mm-hmm.
fundamental. The other one is, all right, how do we get this power? And what are the alternatives to those fossil sources? And how long a time will it take for us to convert from one to the other so that we don't take our economy down, we don't collapse industries,
right.
we don't upset the balance of power. There ought to be a plan that we could come up with, Julia, over the next 20 to 50 years to make that happen. Now, that's what business people do. Why doesn't Washington do that?
Well, I think that's the fundamental difference between business and Washington. You know, Washington tends to see something they perceive as a problem and act on it, and they don't look at the long-term consequences. Businesses have to look at the long-term consequences and the long-term value because they're in it to make money. Washington is at least not to, you know, that's not their mentality, so it's not the way that they do things, and often what happens is they end up getting in the way of rational policy.
Well, you're exactly right, and the thing is that if you look at the cycles of the big dogs, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
Washington's the big dog, Wall Street's a big dog.
Yeah.
Washington's time horizon is 2 years.
Yeah.
Max, right? Everything has to be begun and started and then ended in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And or even shorter sometimes. Wall Street's time horizon is 90 days. The quarterly conference call. Now that's completely antithetical to the way the marketplace works, because
mm-hmm.
most of us operate on we have to make long-term planning that's beyond 90 days, even beyond 2 years.
Yeah,
our tax policies.
We need more people. I think Washington would really benefit from people who are willing to take a longer range view.
Well, this is the this. Is, I don't know how we're going to solve either one of those, but I will say that that's where a large part of our problem is right now.
Yeah.
Wall Street is thinking 90 days, and Washington is thinking 2 years or less.
Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know the answer.
The rest
either.
Of us are caught between their that rock and that hard place.
Absolutely,
including the coal industry. And so, folks, next time you think badly about the coal industry, about whatever you think about coal, turn your electricity on, power up that computer, charge that battery up to write an article about how much you don't like coal with the knowledge that your electricity was probably powered by coal. Hey, Julia, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Julia Seymour, folks, she'll be back. She's with the Business and Media Institute. And I'm with you. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.